Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Oh my God, I'm getting older and so is my mom. For those of you who are celebrating, I hope you had an easy fast and you had a great holiday today. For those of you who are not, we're glad that you're with us. We are, of course, here on 95.9 True Oldies in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We're excited that you are with us tonight. If you're a first-time listener, we're glad you found us. If you're a regular, we're glad you came back. So I have a question. Physical therapy, is it exercise? Is it the same as exercise? Do you do it before surgery or after surgery? Do you do it instead of surgery? These are all good questions, and tonight we're going to answer all of those questions and more with my guest, Lisa Fawcett of Sailor Physical Therapy. I'm going to get to Lisa in just a moment, but first, again, I hope everybody had an easy fast, and if you have not broken the fast yet, take it easy on the locks, okay? You'll pay a price tomorrow if you overdo it, so take it easy. We only have about an hour or so before that, but most of my listeners can't wait, like myself, and I've already cheated. We are on tape tonight because of the holiday, but if you have any questions, jot them down. I'm also going to give the number out. You can call the studio. They'll take a message, and I will get back to you. But now, the reason you're here is to listen to my guest. So let me tell you a little bit more about her. Lisa Fawcett earned her Bachelor of Science degree in athletic training from the University of Central Florida in 2002 and her Master of Science degree in physical therapy from Florida International University in 2006. As a specialist in sports-related industries, Lisa has worked with high school, collegiate, and professional athletes. She spent 2 years with the Washington Glory fast pitch softball team in Washington, D.C. prior to returning to South Florida. I actually didn't know she'd work for the softball team. I have to ask her about that. Lisa has completed extensive manual therapy training, Pilates-based rehabilitation, and golf-specific rehabilitation through Titleist Performance Institute. She co-founded Sailor Physical Therapy 10 years ago and is a managing partner as well as involved in direct patient care with Sailor Physical Therapy's 3 South Florida locations. She's an active member of the American Physical Therapy Association. And in the spirit of full disclosure, I have been a patient of Lisa's, and I can tell you that there is a difference in physical therapy, and there is a reason why she's here tonight. And we're going to talk about that because she really is not like other physical therapists, and she has an entirely, I don't want to say unique and different view, but a very passionate view about that. So, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So, I have so much to ask. I kind of don't even know where to start. So why don't we start at the top? What is physical therapy and how does it differ from exercise?
That's a great question. Exercise is a component of physical therapy. Physical therapists are licensed healthcare professionals that are trained to assess functional limitations and really step by step create a program for someone who has either sustained injury, who has a general decline. Maybe they were hospitalized because of an illness and just lost strength or endurance and some sense of functional independence. And they need assistance in putting the puzzle pieces back together, how to get back on their feet and get back to the way they were before.
And exercise differs in that, and I don't know this, but it's more cardio based. It's more muscle tone.
So those are all great questions. A personal trainer might have anything from a weekend certification to an associate's or a bachelor's degree in something like exercise science. They look more at your performance or how many pounds of something you're lifting. They might look at body composition. If you're seeing a personal trainer specifically for weight loss, your fat to body mass index muscle ratio, and then help you achieve what your stated desires are with your time there, most people see a personal trainer for better cardiovascular fitness due to heart-related issues that have been cleared by their doctor to return to exercise for maintenance purposes, per se, or just to feel better about themselves in a pair of said pants.
I'm not going to go there. Anyway, that's interesting because you raised something there that we had not talked about in preparation for tonight's show. Exercise is rarely, not never, but rarely ordered by your doctor. But physical therapy require a physician's order, or most of us believe that it does?
So most people believe that it does. It really depends on the state. So if this is being listened to somewhere other than in the state of Florida, there might be different rules and regulations. In the state of Florida, we actually have the ability to treat an individual for up to 30 days prior to a doctor needing to sign off on the plan of care. All that really means is that if you stepped off a curb this afternoon, I hope you don't, but if you did and you rolled your ankle, you would know, oh, this is an ankle sprain. I just need to have some physical therapy to get back to walking as efficiently as possible, as quickly as possible, rather than take the time to go to the doctor, have him then write you a prescription, and then call for a session for physical therapy. So in the state of Florida, you can see a physical therapist for up to 30 days prior to the doctor needing to be aware of the fact that you're getting treatment.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It can be, however, dictated by your insurance that you may need a prescription from your doctor based on their ability to cover payment for the care.
Can you private pay if you don't want to go through your doctor?
Absolutely.
You can? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. You know, I think we didn't talk much about the role of insurance in physical therapy, but it is a major component part of how much physical therapy you get for how long, depending whether if my audience predominantly Medicare-based or some form of Medicare Advantage plan, but it could be other types of insurance. We're going to get into sports injuries, which would transcend Medicare typically. Insurance is a big component part of what you have to know, right?
Well, maybe not me in particular. Thankfully, I'm versed in a lot of it, but the details and the background of it, we have a very competent billing team that can stay on top of that.
Yes, that's great. That's great. I don't want to catch you there. But all right, so some of the questions I have, which are many, is physical therapy predominantly preventative, or is it restorative, or does it just depend?
That's a great question. It totally depends. There is a group of clientele that just knows I'm not moving as efficiently as I used to, and I want to come in and get my so-called annual checkup, have them see if I'm moving as efficiently as I could be, or if they see anything in my movement patterns that I might be able to work on and do better. And in that regard, a lot of times, even before surgery, it's identified that they need surgery, but they are weak because they've been compensating around an arthritic joint for some time. The doctor will refer them to us to get a little stronger so that their efficiency and recovery is as optimal as possible. You go into a surgery as strong as you can so that your downtime after surgery is minimal.
You know, that's really interesting. It prompts a lot of questions, particularly, again, given our audience, the predominant audience, a lot of knees and hips, head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and hips and shoulders. Those are almost always elective. Rarely are they the result of an accident per se, or are they emergency? So do you see a lot of people prior to those surgeries so that they go into that surgery in better shape, or is it almost always post-surgical?
It's probably, I don't want to say it's a 50-50 split, but it's a pretty good split.
Really?
There's quite a few doctors in the area that will refer patients to us, or especially right now in the time of COVID, a lot of patients specifically know they have a problem that probably requires surgery, but they don't want to put themselves in a position where they're in a hospital or down for any period of time. So they're avoiding surgery at all costs just by keeping everything else moving the best they can.
So it, from your experience, which is enormous, do people who go to you for physical therapy prior to surgery, do they universally fare better than people who have not?
I would love to say that they definitely do. It often depends on the compliance of the patient.
Well, compliance, that's a whole subject, right? We could do a whole show
How
on compliance.
How much time do we have?
We could do a whole show on compliance. So, but that's interesting, right? Compliance, physical therapy isn't just the hour that somebody comes to see you two or three times a week. It's more than that.
There's 24 hours in a day, the last I checked. And generally, at most, we're with a patient an hour three times a week. So it really depends what the patient is either doing or not doing in the time they're not with us, whether that's a series of exercises that have been approved by us for them to continue to work on to maintain the movement gains we get with our hands while they're in the clinic, or simply creating a pattern of movement that's teaching their body these are comfortable movement patterns that before they might have been fearful of doing out of fear it's going to hurt.
So I came to you because I had a problem with my foot. And you really did make a major difference in the outcome. But I know that you, on more than one occasion, spoke with my physician, that you compared my progress with her goal for my progress, that there was an interplay. And I also know, because you recommended a trainer for me afterwards, that you've been in touch with him after that. One, is that unusual? It's obviously not unusual for you. Is that unusual amongst physical therapists that they're in constant contact with the physician who referred the patient to them? And then two, does that facilitate a better improvement for that patient?
In general, in my opinion, is it unusual? Maybe. But I think it's what absolutely every therapist should do. We have requirements based on certain insurances, whether it's workers' comp or Medicare, that we have to send communication at a certain point in time. With Medicare, for example, it's at least every 10 visits. With some workers' comp, it's every 3 or 2 visits that we have to send them a progress report. And then the doctor has to sign off on continued therapy. Just depends on the insurance if we're going that route as a whole. But in general, physical therapists or occupational therapists are a part of the healthcare team. If we were talking just a surgical, simplified patient, like all they're there for is an ACL repair, for example, but otherwise are a young, active, healthy individual, the communication between the doctor, the patient, and the therapist, I kind of look at them as a tripod in that each has to give their equal portions and communicate across the board to be an effective team.
So you mentioned in that response occupational therapy. What is the difference between physical therapy and occupational therapy? Not everybody understands it, me included.
So a lot of people kind of loop occupational therapists into the upper extremity specialist. They spend a lot of time working from the shoulder down in their training, specifically because their goals are very fine-tunely looking at a patient or a person's ability to do both fine and gross motor tasks. So buttoning a button, we're human beings, we use our hands with almost everything. And that's where our hands become integral parts of that. But occupational therapists are also trained in gross motor movements, like transferring themselves from their bed to standing, like getting up out of bed, or getting into or out of a shower. The ability of a patient to dress or undress themselves. So really functionally specific activities of daily living, things each of us need to do every single day on our own, hopefully.
Right.
Where a physical therapist is really a bigger global perspective, where we like to think of ourselves as movement specialists, where we really look at performance and quality of movement and hopefully restoring a patient's ability to move as efficiently and correctly as possible.
Is the fundamental training for an OT and a PT similar, and it diverges in year 2, 3, or 4, whatever the educational time is, or does everybody head down the pathway of becoming a therapist and then migrate either to PT or to OT, or do people do both, actually?
There are actually schools that offer a paralleled educational background. University of St. Augustine in Florida is a really big one that will train people to graduate with both degrees. However, most people have a very specific desire to go one route or the other. In that regard, occupational therapists are trained a little bit more extensively in cognitive or developmental disabilities specific to daily function, where physical therapists are definitely educated in a developmental disability with children, but those are typically pediatric physical therapists and very specialized in that regard.
So that's another point. There are real specialties even within the physical therapy practice.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, that's really interesting. Since we were on the OT-PT differences, Saylor does both. You have the ability to do... somebody can call Saylor and go there for OT and for PT. Am
absolutely.
I right?
We have a lot of overlap in that department. Specifically, a patient that may be attending with Parkinson's disease, but also just having had a fall which required a total hip replacement, they may see the physical therapist specific for the hip replacement and immediately after their hour with their PT, hop over and see their OT and work on maybe more gross motor movement, big movements. Parkinson's in particular is known to create shorter movement posturing and speech, and therefore they work on creating a neurological way to pattern their movements into bigger, more normalized movements.
Cool. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with Lisa Fawcett from Saylor Physical Therapy. Lisa is a managing partner in the organization. I know her personally because she keeps me walking, or has for a while. Saylor Physical Therapy is a unique organization, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're here on tape tonight, but if you have any questions, you can still call us, because we will get the message and we'll get back to you with those questions. So if you do have any questions, call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by 6 family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comforcare.com. That's palmbeach.comforcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
You might know that one out of four adults over 65 fall and end up in the emergency room each year. What hits even closer to home is that one in 10 adults over 65 fall every hour of every day in Palm Beach County. Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO and co-founder of Silver Solutions, the on-demand safe living and home solutions company. At Silver Solutions, our mission is to help make your future look different. For over a decade, we've been working with families like yours to eliminate home safety risks so that you or mom can safely age in place. And when it's time to downsize or ready a family home for sale after a loss, Silver Solutions specialists will also help and do the work for you. To find out more, call now to schedule a free home assessment at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online now at silversolutions.com. Silver Solutions, we make growing older safer and easier for the whole family.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're thrilled that you're with us. I hope that you had a great holiday, if in fact you did. And if you didn't, I hope when your holiday shows up, you have a good one, too. Anyway, I am here tonight with Lisa Fawcett. Lisa is with Saylor Physical Therapy, and we've been talking about physical therapy. We've been talking about when it's appropriate. Is it pre- or post-operative? Is it preventative or restorative? Or is it a little bit of both? And when does it apply? It's a really interesting subject, a subject that I'm really fascinated by, because I have had physical therapy more than on one occasion, and there are major differences. I was referred myself to Saylor and to Lisa specifically, and this is not an infomercial. There is a difference in Saylor physical therapy than in many other physical therapy providers, and you know, one of the things that I can speak with certain degree of authority on is that you really do get one-on-one instead of going from various, but you know, from person to person or having four people in the studio at the same time. So explain Saylor and how that's unique and different than other or many other physical therapists.
So one of the things we try to really provide at Saylor Physical Therapy is the opportunity from square one for the patient to develop trust in their provider and for that to be the same provider throughout their care plan, assuming that those two individuals are the perfect match for the patient's needs and personality. We have a huge team. I think we're at 15 different therapists now in South Florida, and then three additional occupational therapists to provide a diversity of skill sets as well. So often people will be referred to me because their doctor knows me, and as soon as I evaluate them, I recognize I'm not the best person on our team or maybe even in our four walls for what your needs are. And I have no shame, even if it's outside of our facility, in trying to connect my patients with who the right person is. Thankfully, we have a large enough team that usually I can find someone I know and trust in our own facilities to help the patient really get to where they need to be. We spend an hour one-on-one with each patient every visit they come in the door, and as best we can, we collaborate between the patient and the therapist on what our expectations are of them, what their expectations are of themselves, and that our goal setting is in alignment with the trajectory we're working on.
So now you've just given me 32 more questions. So you're outcome-based, right? You want people to get better. The doctor's view of a successful outcome sometimes how may, in fact, differ from the patient's view of a successful
Absolutely.
Outcome. And then you would have your own opinion of what you can and cannot accomplish. How does that get navigated?
A daily rechecking with the patient in relation to where they want to be. Even we just discussed it at a small point. A patient may be a surgical candidate, but they just don't want to be in surgery. So realistically getting them to an acceptance level of where we feel based on our evaluation and what we've seen through the course of care we've provided to date, how much more progress they may be realistically able to make, or if surgery really is the end all be all for them.
So it's not a perfect science. It's not like a surgeon goes in and fixes a broken bone, right? I mean, depending on how you came in can indicate how you're going to exit.
Absolutely. And I'm sure even in the scientific realm of a surgery that is very well controlled, you still have to deal with the quality of the tissue, the health of the tissue as you're quote-unquote repairing it. So someone that has been through an extensive amount of chemotherapy may not have the same expectation as a younger, healthier adult.
Wow. So the skill set of your therapist, the education of your therapist, the well-rounded nature of your therapist really plays a role in your ability to accomplish the best that you possibly can.
That's what we shoot for.
Right? It's really, I mean, it's really interesting. Has COVID played a role in your ability to do your job?
I think that as the world kind of shut down for a few weeks, there was a definitive inability to do our job effectively, in that if someone is unsteady on their feet through a telehealth Zoom call, we can't say, okay, let's practice your balance now, right, and feel like we can provide a safe environment for the patient and or protect them from falling. As a little more time has gone on, people have developed a comfort level with it. We've put in place protocols, not only in the county mandate for everyone wearing a mask, but anyone that comes in or out of our building is wearing a mask at all times. The best we can, we social distance. Our therapists each have their own treatment room, so they're in a closed door away from other people if they need to be the whole entire hour they're working with us.
Right, and I know you take temperature when you go in, and you have enough. You had Purell when nobody had Purell. I know I was pretty jealous at the time. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. And if you're getting older, the chances are that at some point you have come in touch or in contact with a physical therapist. I have one here tonight. I have an excellent one here tonight. Her name is Lisa Fawcett. She's with Saylor Physical Therapy. We're talking about physical therapy and everything there is that you need to know to get the best out of therapy if, in fact, you need it. So we're going to talk a whole lot more. If you're listening on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches, we are actually on tape tonight because it is holiday, but we're here. We're on tape for that. And, of course, 106.9 in the Treasure Coast, we welcome you as well. Anyway, if you have questions for us, you can still call us because we will find out that you did. We'll call you back, and we'll get the answer to your questions. So reach out. 1-877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We are glad to have you. I'm here tonight with Lisa Fawcett from Saylor Physical Therapy. We're talking about physical therapy. And physical therapy, many of us have a lot of preconceived ideas as to what it is based on our own personal experience. But that is not always the way it is, and it's not the way that it has to be. There are differences. Saylor Physical Therapy is an organization I am familiar with, as I have been a client of theirs, and I've been a particular patient of Lisa, my guest. So I can speak with great degree of authority about what they do. Lisa, we were talking a little bit about what the difference, you know, that Saylor brings to the picture, but it's more than just that. I mean, you actually, you believe it's sometimes in a Pilates-based component part of physical therapy. And so I'd like to know a little bit more about that. And then also you kind of do other things. So help us understand.
So I came from a sports medicine background. In sports in general, sometimes the mindset is no pain, no gain. And in the exercise realm of no pain, no gain, maybe in the early school of thought of physical therapy, there was that you had to really, really push yourself to get stronger. I believe that my exposure to the world of Pilates, both through my own personal injuries as well as through the environments I've had the opportunity to work in prior to opening Saylor Physical Therapy, really taught me that Pilates is the opportunity to create as much support and or resistance that a client needs to generate a low impact movement that also helps the client or patient understand the thoughtfulness and actual control of a movement and learn that movement can again be comfortable. And I think that those things, as you alluded to before, is kind of a dance between the science behind it and the art behind it. And meshing the two is really a beautiful thing. So we do utilize Pilates equipment in our rehabilitation setting. Not everybody on the team is in-depthly trained in Pilates, but everybody on the team understands how the body needs to move and what resistive forces we need to create on a client's particular condition to get them to their stated goals early on in their plan of care and throughout as we're adjusting.
And massage plays a big role in what you do, or manipulation. I don't know if it's
absolutely
massage.
There's a whole world of hands-on care in physical therapy. It breaks my heart when people have come to us from other facilities and said they went through a whole post-op recovery of maybe a rotator cuff repair, and their therapist never touched them.
Right.
And it happens a lot. And to me, our hands are our secret weapon, in that we can not only bring circulation to an area through various hands-on, a lot of the lay people would think of it as massage. We call it manual therapy techniques we utilize with our hands to create movement of the fascia or connective tissue through the body, the muscles themselves or their connective tissues, muscles and ligaments, and as well as improving or restoring mobility in an actual joint.
Right. I mean, it is fascinating because it is a different approach. I broke a shoulder before I ever met you, and I went through physical therapy. And even in that facility that I went to, this was one of the things that troubled me, and I know that we've talked about this. I had a different therapist every week, so there was never any continuity. Some people were better with hands-on therapy than others. Some did almost none. Some did a lot more. Some used different equipment. Some used the same equipment. It almost seemed like it came out of a playbook, and it didn't seem at all, in my case, it didn't seem at all to be uniquely specified for my recovery. It was like, oh, we got a broken shoulder. This is what we do with a broken shoulder. So here's a difference, right? I mean,
sure. A lot of facilities, unfortunately, I hear, take a cookie cutter of this is the diagnosis, and this is step one, step two, step three of how to bake a cake, per se, but for a broken shoulder. Where the way we approach it is not only from the very get-go do we say, where was this shoulder before it was broken, and assume and ask in depth, is this where you think is realistic to return to? If not, is there any reasoning between the diagnostic imaging or the surgical approach maybe integrated to fix the fracture, why it might not get back to where it was? My own father broke his shoulder, and I knew from surgery prior level of function was not an obtainable goal.
Right.
But we also knew what prior level of function was, and we would get as close to it as we could until we started to plateau and realized that that was our end game.
So I obviously have a lot more questions, but before I get there, how do people reach Saylor Physical Therapy? And where are you? Have three locations, correct? So where are your locations, and how do people reach you guys?
We have three locations in South Florida. If you're on the web, www.saylorpt.com. Really easy to access any of our facilities that way. We have an office right next to Jupiter Medical Center on Jupiter Lakes Boulevard. That phone number is 561-529-2213. We have an office in PGA National or Palm Beach Gardens. The phone number there is 561-223-3872. As well as a third office in West Palm Beach, right off 95 and Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard. The phone number there is 335-5965.
And if you missed all of that, I'm going to give Lisa a chance to give that again in just a minute or two. If you're just tuning in, of course, it's Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. For you regulars, you know we're here every Monday night from 6 to 7. If you've just happened upon us today for the first time, we couldn't be happier that you did. We do a show every Monday night called Oh, My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. It's a show about boomers and their parents, but we cover a lot of different subjects. Last week, we covered real estate in a COVID environment. It was a fascinating show. Tonight, we're talking about physical therapy with my guest, Lisa Fawcett from Saylor Physical Therapy, and we're excited that that you're with us. As soon as we come back, we're going to talk about the diverse nature of physical therapy, how it differs for different age groups. We're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about chronic disease. We're going to talk about how physical therapy changes for things like Parkinson's disease, which we briefly touched on. And then for us weekend warriors, how about hurting our backs with that golf swing, much like Bryson DeChambeau in the U.S. Open 2 weeks ago. Anyway, we're glad that you're with us. If you have any questions, you can call us and leave a message. We'll call you back even though we're on tape tonight at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
Long before most of us ever heard of COVID-19, Silver Solutions understood that growing older wouldn't always be easy, but it could be safer and more rewarding. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on creating physically safer homes for older adults, wherever home is. Whether you're senior-proofing your current home, downsizing to assisted living, or emptying a home after the loss of a loved one, Silver Solutions can help. To find out more about our services or to schedule a free virtual home assessment, call Silver Solutions today at 1-877-AGE-SAFE. That's 1-877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our specialists are deeply experienced, compassionate, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines, including the use of full personal protective equipment for your family's safety. You can't control everything in life, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on Silver Solutions.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, indeed, Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom here tonight with Lisa Fawcett of Sailor Physical Therapy. We're talking about everything you needed to know, ever wanted to know about physical therapy. Lisa is with Sailor Physical Therapy, and we've been talking about what she does and how it is important to you. Lisa, the chronic conditions is important in the audience, right? We have physical therapy, we have Alzheimer's disease, we have MS, we have other chronic conditions. How does that play a role in physical therapy?
So chronic conditions are something that eventually allude to a worsening chronic condition.
Right.
And so when we go
back
to the concept, even not necessarily progressive in the means of a neurological progressive disease, but we'll take our good friend chronic low back pain for our golfers in the area. Golf is not a very pretty sport for the spine itself. The mechanics of a swing, regardless of what your swing look like, are generally not super friendly for the facet joints and the discs in the low back. And so someone being as trained at efficiently moving each vertebrae with control on the vertebrae above and below it, utilizing our good friend the core at at its best to control a long lever that's swinging a pretty big movement around our body. So chronic conditions happen. We're human beings, we're weakened warriors, we're not always mindful of how kind we're being to our bodies. Even in the world of as much sedentary sitting, computer work, people right now we're seeing because they're working from Zoom calls all day long off of a laptop, and most people aren't the height that a laptop is really the proper ergonomic setup for themselves.
Right. Very true.
So we're seeing a lot of neck pain from bending forward to look at a screen. Yeah. Various things that we never really anticipated to see.
That's really fascinating. And age has to play a big factor in this,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
You know, as we get older, we mentally we think that we haven't gotten any older, but physically we clearly have, and it does matter, right?
Our body doesn't just spring back the way it used to, unfortunately.
No, it really doesn't. It's crazy. Now, you have a diverse population, right? I mean, you
fairly diverse,
I mean, you do kids all the way up to old people like me.
We see a lot of middle school to high school athletes primarily. Of course, there's always the random kid that fell off the monkey bars and fractured something. Speaking of age and ability to spring back after being in a cast for even 6 to 8 weeks to heal a fracture, a kid often doesn't need a lot of therapy because their tissues are so young and mobile that they come out of the cast and they're right back to doing cartwheels. As we age, the intense, the tissue quality isn't as elastic. It can't just spring back the way it did when we were young. And so sometimes it needs a little help to become a little more limbered up after it's been stuck in a cast or a sling for a while.
So does that then change your approach? I think about this. I have a grandson who's black belt in Taekwondo, but he's hurt his foot twice, and so he's been in a foot brace more than one time. But I don't recall him having gone to therapy after that. Is that because of what you were describing?
Probably.
Is that because he's just that much more pliable and it heals?
Right. And so if it was a foot injury, even for a child versus an adult, often we're booting them now, so that rather than casting them so that they can continue to walk. But the boots themselves sometimes have a height differential,
right,
which for an adult to be in a boot for 6 to 8 weeks to allow a foot injury or ankle injury to heal often creates a little giddy up in their walk that then their back hurts and so they have a new problem. Where a kid, that wear and tear, even running in an orthopedic stabilization boot, does nothing to their bodies.
Well, it's funny you mention that because it really he was in that boot and it didn't seem to impact
slow him down
him
at all.
And I was in a boot before I saw you, and it ruined my life. that's really interesting. So we talked about the difference between physical therapy and exercise, but we didn't talk about other modalities that either are allied to, parallel to, or can be done at the same time. So we haven't talked about chiropractic, and we haven't talked about acupuncture. And I know that you know that I had Egoscue on a while back,
sure,
right? There are cranial sacral. There are other things. But you're much more, except with the exception possibly of chiropractic, you're much more medicine-based, medical-based, or is that not accurate?
I mean, our training is Western medicine-based in theory, if someone were to ask me, well, why does acupuncture work? I would say I have absolutely no idea, but I believe it does. it has helped me, but it's Eastern medicine. It's a totally different school of thought in how the body functions and what roles play off of each other and how the body chemistry works. So yes, our training is purely Western medicine, but as I've experienced different diversities of care myself or seen them across a paradigm of my patients, I would say that a holistic approach in that any avenue you can make an influence on said injury or current condition, whether it be nutrition, the better food you're feeding your body, the better tools it has to heal itself, to identify what inflammatory things you might be feeding your body and how your own body reacts to foods can be a factor as well.
Yeah, we don't give enough credit to nutrition in our, I mean, I know that we don't, and I know I'm as guilty as anybody. If you're just tuning in, I'm here tonight with Lisa Fawcett, and we are talking about physical therapy and how those of us who have needed physical therapy can be helped either preoperatively or postoperatively, how we can take care of sports injuries versus accidental injuries. We've talked just a little bit about sports. I'm going to come back and ask Lisa a little bit more. But if you tuned in late and you missed the show because you were having another bagel or whatever it was on tonight as we break the fast, if you missed the beginning of the show and you're sorry you did, I have great news for you. Yes, you don't have to stay uninformed. You can just go to podcast platform OMG, I'm getting up, we will pop, and you can listen to the show right from the beginning because we podcast this and every show. OMG, I'm getting on the Apple platform or any other platform. Of course, if podcasting is not your thing, you can go to our website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com, comfortcare. I know you want to put a T in there. I know that computer's going to do that for you. Don't do it. You will not find us. Palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Of course, wherever you are, there is no reason to miss this show that you would have to go back and listen unless you chose to do so, because we're on iHeartRadio and we simulcast on the web at TrueOldiesFLA.com. TrueOldiesFLA.com. So podcast, my website, live on the internet, iHeartRadio. No excuses accepted. You can get us anytime. We're here every Monday from 6 to 7. So just set yourself a reminder and we will talk about issues that confront you and your parents. Next week, we're going to talk to Dr. Brian Coleman. We're going to talk about your feet, and it's something that I'm near and dear to. He is an orthopedic podiatrist, and he's an interesting guy, and I'm looking forward to talking to him. And in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about research. We're going to be talking about Parkinson's disease research with Dr. Mark Goldstein, and I'm excited about doing that as well. To all of you who are celebrating Yom Kippur today, I hope that you had an easy fast. If you did, I hope that you got as best you can to enjoy it with somebody near and dear. I hope if you're breaking the fast that you're taking it easy, because tomorrow we always pay a price for overindulging. But in any event, I want to wish all of you a happy and a healthy new year. But I have a few minutes left with my guest, Lisa Fawcett from Saylor Physical Therapy. And Lisa, before I forget, why don't we give everybody those locations and those telephone numbers again so that they know how to find you and your peers?
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott. The easiest way would be to go to www.saylorpt.com, or if you wanted, I could give you the addresses and phone numbers now for our three locations. Jupiter is at 345 Jupiter Lakes Boulevard, Suite 300, near the Jupiter Hospital. The phone number there is 561-529-2213. Our Palm Beach Gardens location is in PGA National at 300 Avenue of the Champions, Suite 100. Our phone number there is 561-223-3872. And our West Palm Beach facility is off Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard and 95 at 2090 Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard, Suite 900. The phone number there is 561-335-5965.
And I think we should remind everybody, becoming a physical therapist is not easy. You guys have some significant educational requirements, don't you? It's
currently, to become a physical therapist after your bachelor's degree and meeting the prerequisites to get into an accredited program, you'll be going through about a 3-year doctoral degree program.
Wow, that's really, I know it's, I was astounded to find that out. What are the biggest misconceptions do you think that people have about physical therapy that you would like to allay?
I think that a lot of people are actually fearful to go to physical therapy because they think it has to hurt to get better. I think it's really important that people understand that a large part of our job is to teach someone to move independently without pain, and that regardless of the fact that our hands on you might not always feel like sunshine and rainbows, that your movement afterwards, when you need to do your day-to-day walking, standing, moving, rolling over in bed, hopefully is much less painful.
Is the improvement that one gets from physical therapy permanent all the time, or not necessarily?
This pulls us back to the compliance issue. So
if you were not, if you were all in the studio, you could see that little look I got.
I don't know why I would have given it to you. In general, that if someone has come in and a joint, for example, is stiff, it depends why that joint got stiff. If it was just because we're static and sitting all the time and our hip flexors are tight, so our hip doesn't want to extend all the way, maybe a great manual therapist will restore the mobility in the soft tissue and the joint itself to create normal mechanics. But if you go back to sitting 8 hours a day, it's not going to maintain itself.
Right. Right.
So it's not necessarily compliance with the exercise component, but also the educational component that I know our staff pumps our patients with. This is why we are the way we are. We're meant to move. So even if it's a matter of setting a timer on your phone, so in your workday you get up and move around regularly, or integrate a period of time where you might do some stretches for your neck that you've otherwise been cranked down looking at a small laptop screen. Whatever it is, we try to put into play things that are realistic that someone could do to help themselves not regress back to square one.
And we didn't get to stretching, but I have to assume stretching would be a key component part of preventing the need to revisit your physical therapist. Anyway, you're a wonderful guest. You're so full of information. You're a great personality, and I appreciate you agreeing to be on the show tonight, and I can't thank you enough.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I think I can speak and vouch for both Lisa and for Sailor in general. You can do worse. So give them a call. Look them up at sailorphysical.com.
SailorPT.com.
I knew that. SailorPT.com. Anyway, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We're here every Monday night on True Oldies from 6 to 7 talking about issues that are important to you, important to boomers, important to their parents. And we're thrilled that you're with us tonight. We're excited that you decided to spend an hour or two with us. And we thank you for that. We wish everybody a happy and healthy new year. We look forward to seeing you next week. Good night, everybody. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom.